Okay. Was the work conceived to contrast or complement other work in the Singapore scene?
Was it to contrast or complement?
Like in your own, or maybe even in your own works?
Right. I think what's interesting for me was I have been writing plays. I have been doing verbatim theatre for the past couple of years. So I did Kupokari last year, and 2 years before that I did the play Cooling of Day. So those were based on interviews, right? So I would edit those interviews and then string it together into a performance piece. So actually writing KKPL was very fun. Because as, I don't know whether you have to transcribe this interview yourself, but you know, yeah, every 1 minute is 2 minutes worth of transcribing, right? So it's like, oh my god, 1 hour interview, you have to spend 2 hours just transcribing. It's a pain, actually. A lot of research had to be done, and after that, still have to edit now. So I felt very free to just sit down and come up with these characters just, you know, from the top of my head. And what was interesting was, because Wild Rice Stage, one of my very early plays I did in 2000 called Dream Play Asian Boys Volume 1. And that was also completely ridiculous, absurd. There was a central character called Agnes also, who was really mad, you know. So it was nice to have that kind of a character in the form of Maslinda Selamat in KKPL.
Okay.